VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Thai officials are narrowing the search for suspects following Monday's deadly bomb blast. An arrest warrant has been issued for a foreigner wanted in connection with Monday night's bombing that killed at least 22 people near a Bangkok shrine. The country's police chief says the suspected bomber was likely acting as part of a network. Investigators have not yet established a motive or nationality. A police spokesman said other men are also being sought. Among those killed in the explosion, at least 6 Thais, 4 Malaysians, 3 Chinese, a Singaporean, a Filipino national, and 2 Hong Kong residents. The chairman of the Thai Hotel Association says he's hopeful the crisis will soon pass.
If there is not anything after this, and Thai government can make sure that we are safe and calm country, the breaking news stop, then I think people will just start to consider to come back to Thailand again. And every time we have like bad thing happen in Thailand, we always have our visitors come back in very quick response.
There's been no claim of responsibility for Monday's blast. Authorities have not pinned the blame on any particular group. Egyptian officials say a large car bomb exploded outside a state security building in Cairo early Thursday, wounding at least 6 policemen. The massive blast tore the facade off the government building in the residential neighborhood Shubra. There's been no claim of responsibility. The U.S. is proposing the U.N. Security Council impose an arms embargo on South Sudan after President Salva Kiir declined to sign a peace deal to end a 20-month conflict. A draft resolution was circulated Wednesday. Diplomats said they expect to vote soon. President Kiir has told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry he'll sign the deal after further consultations with stakeholders. This is VOA News. Following a leaked memo that shows the UN Atomic Energy Watchdog Agency will